We are learning the Yishuvot of Ravadi Yosef tonight. Shevot B'Shevati Chavedad Chela Gimel tonight. Siman Ein Zayin. Question that was relevant earlier today. Warren Factor made two britos for grandchildren this morning. His daughter Sasha had twin boys, and both britos were this morning, Baruch Hashem, on time. Not always so simple with twins because they're sometimes a little bit small. Baruch Hashem, both on time. And the question is not only in twins but in general. So we know, we have a concept of their Ba'alei HaBrit. Who are the Ba'alei HaBrit? The father, it's his simcha, the mohel, and the sandak. The sandak upon whose knees, upon whose lap, the milah is happening. That's called the sandak. Now there's this notion out there that a person should not be sandak twice for the same family. Meaning, you used him once for your family, you don't use the same person as a sandak again for the same family. So, particularly here, you had twins. Could the same person sit sandak twice? So they didn't. The father, Yehuda, was the first, and Warren was the second. But could the same person be sandak twice for the same family? So why in the world, what would be the idea? So first of all, sandkaut is, there's a remez at least in the Torah. The Torah says, "Gam b'nei Machir ben Menaseh yuldu al birkei Yosef." The children of Machir ben Menaseh, meaning Yosef had a child Menaseh, Menaseh had a child Machir, Machir had children. They were alive when Yosef was there. Great grandson, Baruch Hashem. The time when Yonatan ben Uziel says, "When al birkei Yosef, b'nei Machir ben Menaseh kat izyalidu gazrinun Yosef." It was on Yosef's lap. Yosef was a sandak. Okay, al birkei Yosef, he was a sandak. Okay, wonderful. That's a tremendous skula, I guess, for your great children, great grandchildren. Okay, wonderful. Wonderful. The Midrash Tehillim all talks about this. There's references that there's a notion of sandkaut. When the Pasuk in Tehillim says, "Kol asmotai tamarna," or "Kal asmotai tamarna, Hashem yichamocha," all of my limbs should say, "Hashem, you are great." So the Midrash goes through, what do you do with all your limbs? So the Midrash says, what do you do with your knees? You do sandkaut. You have a baby put on your knees for a Brit Milah, and therefore that's how your whole body can be praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wonderful. Okay, the Maharil even says that he would, when he was the Sandak, he was the chief rabbi in the city, he would go to the mikveh that day because it's a big deal, and he said the Sandak has a higher status than the Mohel. Who cares? Who cares about the higher status? Yeah, who gets the Aliyah LaTorah? If it's a Monday or a Thursday, only three olim. Let's say no one's a Kohen. Who gets Shlishi? Maharil says the Sandak gets Shlishi before the father, before the Mohil. Sandak goes first. Okay, and he quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. The Maharil quotes Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the earlier Rishonim. He says you don't give one person Sandkaut twice for the same family. That's where it comes from. Why? He says, why? Because when you're the sandak, it's as if your knees become the mizbeach haketoret. It's as if you're makriv ketoret. You're offering the incense, the ketoret, at the end of last week's parashat, the end of parashat Tetzaveh, the mizbeach haketoret. Yes. So what? So the Mishnah tells us when the kohanim, when every single morning they had one kohen did this job, one kohen did that job. How would they have the kohanim figure out who does what job? They have a lottery. Everyone would take a stick and you would know which job you had. But when it came to Ktoret, it's Chadashim la Ktoret bo vehafisu. The only people eligible for the lottery and the Ktoret were people who never did it before. Why? Because the Ktoret is a skula for Ashirut, it's a skula for Parnasa. This is the first skula la Parnasa. And we want to spread the wealth. We don't want one person to get it all the time. We want everybody to get it. And therefore we want to make sure different Kohanim get it each time. So too, he says here, you want to have a sandak, do it only once. You don't want to give it to him more than once. The Ramah quotes this, and in Shulchan Aruch. No, the Behuda says, like, why Mizbach HaKtoret? What, you made that up. Rabbeinu Peretz, it's a beautiful idea. The child on your lap is like a Mizbeach. Maybe it's a Mizbeach on the outside of the Beit HaMikdash, not a Mizbeach on the inside. You made up that it's like the Ktoret. Then you made up, just like the Ktoret, the Kohanim can only do it once. He says, maybe it's the outside Mizbeah. He says, this is very, very, very strange. He says, no, there's a Midrash that when Avraham Avinu did Brit Milah on all the people in his household, him and all of his all the people who lived there, at Hanefesh Asher Atu B'Charan, there was a pile of aralot, of foreskins, and it had a smell like the Mizbach HaKtoret. Okay, that's clever, that's nice, but like, come on. Okay, so now there's the whole fight though. Okay, wait a minute. When it comes to the actual Ktoret, Kohen gets to do it once in his life. You do it once, you never do it again. But Rabbeinu Peretz said, when it comes to a Sandak, you do it once per family. But, you know, you can have the rabbi be, you can have your uncle be the Sandak for you, meaning there's a grandfather who has 8 boys. He can be the Sandak for each one of the grandchildren, each family. He can do it 8 times. Why not? But when it came to the Ktoret, not. So is that true? Is that not true? The Gra, the Gaon Vilna, is like, I don't know what you're talking about. When it comes to, the whole thing doesn't make sense. The whole thing doesn't make sense, because if it's, then you should only be allowed to do it once. No one said that. Everybody said it's only once per family. He says, don't tell me it's coming from the Ktoret. What it's coming from, instead, he says, the source is not Ktoret. The source is a Tzava'a of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was what, from what we call Chassidei Ashkenaz, one of the earlier, has nothing to do with Chassidim, but one of the earlier generation of the Tzaddikim in France, in Germany at the time, who had all sorts of interesting hakpadot and particularities about things, and in his will, he has an ethical will, where he tells his children what to do, and it says, Lo yaseh chavero sandak lishnei banav, ela im ken meta echad. You don't make your friend or anybody else a sandak for 2 of your kids unless the first one died. Okay, so that doesn't sound very positive, but okay. And based on that, oh, that's where it comes from. So then Rav Avadia goes through, some places had this minhag, some places didn't have this minhag. Some places you have the Rav, and the Chatam Sofer is writing. He's like, no. Chatam Sofer says, no. Even if you want, he goes, just like Torah. Yeah, you can only do it once in your lifetime, unless you're the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can do the Torah any time. The chief rabbi of the city can sit sandak all the time. That was the minhag. The minhag was the chief rabbi of the city is the sandak for everybody. All the time. All sandkut. That's the minhag. They're not worried about this. So what about this tzavat Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? So the question is, do we really follow everything it says there? Do we follow all these tzavat of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? And so there's a big debate, because he has a lot of interesting things that it says there. And some of them are a little bit more challenging than others. So they quote famously that, no, he meant it for his kids. He didn't mean it like everybody forever. Famously, the Maharsha. The Maharsha got up one day at a big kenneth of Rabbanim and said, I'm from the descendants of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. My name is Shmuel Idols. That's the Shin in Maharsha. My father's name is Yehuda. And according to the Tzava of Yehuda HaChassid, you're not supposed to name your child Yehuda, and not you're supposed to name your child Shmuel. It meant for his children, not his descendants. Leave me alone. That's not the din. Rav Avadia Yosef writes, concludes, of course it's permissible to sit multiple times. Rav Avadia Yosef himself sat multiple times for families. He had families who every boy they had would come to Rav Avadia to be the sandak. 8 boys, Rav Avadia sandak each and every single time. Ashkenazi Gedolim, Rav Eliashiv. So I had a story with twins. I remember during one of my OB rotations, so it's awkward to be in the room with the lady. There was a firm family. And so the husband wanted to talk to me, so I was, you know, dealing with the husband. That was easy. We were schmoozing outside, talking in Torah. So this was their 8th, the 9th, the 10th kid, I don't remember. They had a, Leah and Era, they had a lot. And they were in Eretz Yisrael the year before, he was learning, and he had twins. And so now, we're not dealing with this issue now, how do you do the brit on twins? Do you do one brit, finish, and then do the second brit? Or do you do one set of brachot, both britos, and finish? So what's the parallel? So Shulchan Aruch writes, it's a strange parallel, just like Shechita. When you do Shechita, you say one bracha at the beginning. You do Shechita on all the animals, so too Brit Milah, not because they're parallel, but because the structure is the same. One bracha, do both, don't speak. Very difficult. The minhag is to do two. The minhag is to do two, but the Shulchan Aruch says one. So this guy told me, he went to Rav Eliashiv, and he wanted him to be the sandak, and he asked him, do you want to be the sandak? Which is better? Do you want to be the sandak for the first, or the sandak for the second? He said, I only agree if I'm the sandak for both, and you only make one set of brachot. So you learn from that two things. First of all, you learn that you could be the sandak for more than one kid in the same family. Second thing, you learn, he held an Eretz Yisrael, you have to do one bracha. That's against the minhag. He goes, nobody's going to talk. I'm going to be there. I'll make sure it'll be fine. So the guy told me, you don't argue with Rav Yashin. Okay? Rav Yashin said the same thing when it came to Sankaut. There are families who used Rav Avadia Yosef as a sendas for multiple britot in the same family. There has to be choshesh for these things. It's certainly permissible. Yes, it's nice to spread the wealth if you can. But if Rav Avadia was here, you should use him for every single child. It's a big bracha, and it's not a problem.